Oh, yeah. Well, the number of people that want them or care about them or use them anymore are getting slimmer and slimmer. In amateur radio, for sure. Now, in the audio world, there's still quite, you know, there's still quite a bit of... so that's why I got to go through these. These, I may have some... this guy looks like he's in the audio. And, you know, there's a whole different interest level in the audio world, you know, where tubes are still considered to be, you know, in RF, you know, you got your transmitter tubes. Those are the ones that are still of interest. The only thing I saw here is there were some EL82s, but for the most part, you know, I don't see anything big. You know, so from a ham radio perspective, we're not too interested in the smaller tubes. You know, some of your guys that are still, you know, trying to put some old Drakes on the air, you know, about some 12AX7s and stuff. But the audio guys, that's a whole different kettle of fish. They, you know, they're very much into it. They're of the belief that tube delivers, you know, a higher quality experience than solid state can. I don't necessarily buy it, but there is something to it. And they're trying to keep them old tube, you know, amplifiers running and stuff like that. So, but again, I don't have any big power tubes, so, you know, just those EL82s. Other than that, pretty much small signal stuff.
Okay, KAPR. And speaking of tubes, I remember, I used to go down to Dayton with, buddy Chuck and some other people. He had a friend that worked. They used to do refurbishing some kind of medical equipment that had, I forgot what kind of tubes they were. They were very popular power amplifier tubes, but they were used in some kind of industrial thing. And they had to be pulled out and replaced on a regular basis, whether they were bad or not. And he used to give Chuck all the ones he pulled out that would normally have gone in the trash. And there's usually, could be anywhere from 10 to 20 of them. We'd take them down to Dayton. And there was always this one guy who always waited for us to show up. And he was there with a lot of cash in his hand and willing to buy every one of them.